Join Darlene Sala now for a few moments of encouraging words as we reflect on God's care and provision for us.
Wherever you go, there you are. What a silly saying, I thought to myself when it first popped up on my pocket PC. Of course, wherever you go, there you are. Where else would you be? But then I thought of the many ways people try to escape from themselves. They move to another part of the country, thinking that everything will be different there. Before long, they find they're bogged down in the same old problems. That's because when they moved, they brought themselves with them. It's true, wherever you go, there you are. People use all kinds of methods to try to escape. Alcohol and drugs are obvious ones. But they also attempt to escape through extreme sports, busyness, even sleeping. Then there's the ultimate attempt to escape, suicide. But that only brings you face to face with the other person you cannot escape, God. The psalmist David said, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you, the night will shine like the day." There's only one way out of this dilemma, and that is to make peace with yourself and with God. Come to Him just as you are, confessing your shortcomings and failures. For He paid for your sins on the cross, and He offers you forgiveness. Simply trust that what He has done for you settles it. The Bible says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ."
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on this program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.